Delaware Real Estate Headlines, new Delaware Property Records search tool consolidates owner deed and lien data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Delaware-focused portal that lets users search property records, find owner information, review permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in DE can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing multiple property data streams through a single resource rather than navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark htdelaware.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next transaction. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware County Recorder of Deeds expands online access with cloud search platform. The Recorder of Deeds office now offers two online search platforms, Recorder of Deeds Online Records and Recorder of Deeds Cloud Search, with certified electronic copies and a free property alert program available exclusively through Cloud Search. Real estate professionals in DE can streamline due diligence and monitor property activity in real time using parcel ID-based searches and automated email alerts. Search records, obtain certified copies, and set up property alert notifications at h.delcoa.gov/recorder-deed/public-access-sites. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Benchmark your fees against average commission rates. A HomeLight guide breaks down the average Delaware real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps DE agents competitively position their services while protecting their margins. Review the full commission breakdown and seller tips at hdd.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-delaware/. Delaware Real Estate Headlines, Delaware Commission Rates in Spotlight, What Sellers Pay and How Agents Can Adapt. A new guide breaks down what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Delaware and explores strategies to reduce costs. Understanding typical commission structures helps Delaware agents position their value and navigate fee conversations with sellers in a competitive market. Review the Delaware commission breakdown at realestatewitch.com to benchmark your pricing strategy. Delaware Real Estate Updates. DE commission rates face pressure as flat fee MLS services challenge 5.5 per 6% norm. A new Huzio analysis shows Delaware's traditional real estate commission range of 5.5% to 6% is being undercut by flat fee MLS services that claim to save sellers around $18,000. DE agents and brokers must prepare to articulate their value proposition as commission compression and alternative listing models gain traction in the local market. Review how you're communicating your commission structure and service value. /www.com/blog/realestate-commissions-in-delaware/. Delaware Real Estate Updates. Middletown DE building permit information and forms now available online. The source provides building permit information and forms through the Middletown Delaware Municipal website. Real estate professionals in DE need current permit requirements and forms to guide clients through renovations, new construction, and property transactions in Middletown. Review the latest permit requirements and download forms at https://middletowndelcoba.gov/sec3fb211ada6uf6449338a7da for your next project or closing. Delaware Real Estate Updates. Delaware County Assessor's Office launches new property record search tool. The Delaware County Assessor's Office, led by Lorena Ellis Cook, has moved its property assessment records, tax exemption information, and contact details to a new online portal at myassessor.org. Real estate professionals in DE need reliable access to property assessment records and exemption status to accurately value properties and advise clients on tax liabilities. Bookmark the new portal at flagged.myassessor1.org for faster property record lookups. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. they almost always tell you. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.